Last week, United States President George Bush signed a $1.2 billion funding bill to build a high-tech barrier on the border of his country's neighbor, Mexico. The act has been met with much criticism, and some believe the immigration issue has fallen victim to a political environment. Critics say that while the wall may give the illusion that the border is secure, in reality it will not prevent migrants from attempting to enter the United States. Bishop Thomas Winski of the Diocese of Orlando says the best way to secure the border is to enact comprehensive immigration reform.
What's wrong with the wall is that it doesn't really offer a comprehensive solution to the immigration challenges. The wall basically will prove ineffective and very expensive. In the past 10 years, the United States has already spent $1 billion on the border, in enhancing security and building fences and putting Border Patrol agents to stop illegal migration. And in spite of that $1 billion in the past 10 years, immigration has increased, not decreased. What the stricter border enforcement only does is to force people to seek more dangerous routes into the United States, or to trust themselves to smugglers. And in both cases, we see tremendous exploitation and loss of life.